Okay, so we started Magen, we started Halach Ma'anya. The Mahalach that we're going primarily, Devayle, Rabbi Yitzchak Eisen Kaver, and his Mahalach so far has been that the Chiddush and the Bria Chadasha of Yitzchias Mitzrayim was that Klal Yisrael was Zoicha to a new Hanhaga, a new way Hashem runs the world. Hashem runs the world in two ways. He runs it in Teva, he runs it Lamalam in a Teva. As the Sfarim call it. He takes over the Ma'arocha of the Mazalas, and that's how he runs it for Klal Yisrael. So, and that was Nizgala at Sinai, at Yitzchias Mitzrayim. So in that concept, he says, Avadim hayinu l'paroi b'Mitzrayim. Avadim hayinu l'paroi. We were Avadim to paroi. B'Mitzrayim. Which is coming to say that when we were an Eved, we had none of our own Metzias. The way we touched it yesterday, what we did didn't really matter. And Hashem was Yitzyin, Hashem took us out. B'yad Chazaka uvizrayin etuya. What are these two things? What's Yad Chazaka? Strong arm and outstretched and Zroya. Yad, a strong hand and an outstretched arm. Cool.
This is an argument if, like, by some aspects is the hand and some aspects is the finger.
It's later on, yes, there's such a thing, but that's later. So what's this? So he wants to say very simple. He says Yad Chazaka is the actual force used in delivering whatever it is that you're planning on delivering, whatever punishment or whatever it is that you're going to deliver. It's the actual force used. The Zrei Netuya is even without force used, it's the outstretched arm, which is there to show your strength to others who are not experiencing your strength, but it's to show it in order that people should see and understand where the strength is coming from. So what you do is it's like you show the strength and then you go ahead and implement the force. And it's two separate ideas. So he says that one was there was a Yad Chazaka used against Mitzrayim, that the Mitzrayim were subject to a Yad Chazaka. They got punished in ways that were very, very strong against all their infrastructure, against everything. That was the Yad Chazaka of Mitzrayim. But the more important part was that there was a Zroya Netuya to Klal Yisrael. There was a Zroya Netuya that Hashem showed his strength to Klal Yisrael to encourage them to understand that this is the way that Hashem can choose to run his world. So that's what Yad Chazaka and Zorin Tuya are. That's what he learns. That's in any two mouth, two things. Right? So the Yad Chazaka is against Mitzrayim, the Zorin Tuya is for Klal Yisrael.
What was the last part about Klal Yisrael?
That they have to see through the Makkos and through Yetzias Mitzrayim the ability of Hashem to perform miracles. And the ability for him, Hashem, to the display of his koyach, so that we can understand the nature of it, we can understand the koyach here. So now he says, this is pshat in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Boy al paray, ken yichbarat yisliba v'sliba avadav, l'man shisisi oilu." I'm about to give the market.
That's partially both.
Yeah, it is.
First of all,
Yep. Ulaman
that.
tisaper ba'ozne bincha.
Well,
Yeah, there you go. Is a share. What was the pressure? Is a
that's
share.
not
Is a
how
share. He salalti the end
you
parsha
know
of the
those
bris. Is a share. He
animals.
salalti b'mitzrayim. Ve'isoisa Right. So he said, Ulaman shisi oisoisai. What?
She sees those
Yeah.
society like
That is putting it inside Mitzrayim.
Shalom.
That's for Klal Yisrael. I remember people asking, someone asked me this question once, the steer in the pasuk. Is it for Mitzrayim or is it for Klal Yisrael? What's the purpose of the Makkos? Is it for Klal Yisrael or for Mitzrayim? It's
Both.
both. It's that Mitzrayim should get punished with the Yad Chazaka, and they should experience the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. And it's Laman Tisaper Bo'ez Ne'bin Bincha. Is that you should be able to tell your grandchildren about it? That's the Zrei Netuya. So the Yad Chazaka is Mitzrayim, Israel, and Tunis, Klal Yisrael. And these are the two points that were coming to be brought out, that there's a new way that Hashem is going to start running the world.
And the higher levels and everything, everything's for us, right? The whole world is all brilliant for us.
Right. Yeah. But there's also Unshem.
Right.
V'ilu lo yoytzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I was saying, in Mitzrayim, if Hashem would not back to Na'agada, no more boy. V'ilu lo yoytzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I was saying, in Mitzrayim, if Hashem would not have taken us out, harei, we would still be Meshuv L'Parei. Zokter, why? Because in his Mahalach, if Hashem would have never taken us out, we would still be under the guy, under the control of Teva. In the world of Teva, we would still be there forever. Because in Teva, our nation is so weak, and Mitzrayim's Mazel is so strong, that in Teva, in the world of Mazel, Mitzrayim would never have given us up. We would never left Mitzrayim.
So you're saying we would still be there today?
Right. It's only because Hashem took us out, and he changed the hanhaga of the world. Oh, in the new hanhaga, we're higher than Mitzrayim, so we left. In the old hanhaga,
we're stuck there forever.
Using in the
Teva,
hanhaga of Teva,
Mazzos,
in the world of Teva, we're by them. It's only in the new world that we're independent.
Yeah, that's really a great
using Teva and Mazel synonymously.
Really? Teva and Mazel synonymously. Yeah. That's all Mahalchis go with. Teva and Mazel synonymously. So that's what he wants to say. That's what he wants to say. It's an unbelievable shot. That Gufa depends on this whole process that we're doing. That's how we left. Because Hashem switched it on us. Now, the only question is, so what's the connection to the next part of the paragraph? The next part of the paragraph says, what does that have to do with this? So basically, he's saying that this thing, this idea, is not enough to be intellectually aware of it. It's not enough to be intellectually aware of it, because I would think maybe the reason is because the world we live in is such a steer to that. The world we live in is such a contradiction to everything we're saying, that if you're just eventually the world that we live in will rub off on you, and it will be impossible to maintain a clarity in this notion.
In the world of that we're surrounded by Teva.
Yeah. So it's very hard to believe this on a purely intellectual basis, because everything we see, a lot of things we see, contradict that. She said, you have to believe this in an emotional level. You have to feel it. You have to know that it's true. If someone would ask you, how do you know who your father is? Do you know your father?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever take a DNA test?
Sounds like a Rav Noach teacher.
Yeah. Did you ever take a DNA test on that? No. So how do you really know? Forget it. The people that know it only because of their DNA test know it less than the people that know without it, right? You know it because you know it. There's things you know because you know, right? So it's an emotional knowledge. So when you macabre something from the generation before, it becomes an emotional knowledge. So this thing, you cannot rely that you're a chacham and you're not one. You know it. No. That's good, fine, you know it. But that's not going to do the trick. Because an intellectual knowledge is not going to do it. What it has to turn into is an emotional awareness of it. You have to live with it. So how are you going to live with it? Because you got it from your parent. Your parent inculcated this into you. You got it from the previous generation. When you get it from the previous generation, it's in your blood. So if it's in your blood, so now you have it. So I think that's the connection over here.
Hadavar hamorgash b'ra'ois poyel ba'adam yoisim mashmeivin lochiach hapisechal.
I'm putting all that into those words, but I think that's the point. So Mamela, that flows Gvaldik then. So it says, Lumaisa, in the world of Teva, would still be in Mitzrayim. Lumaisa Hashem used the Yad Chazak in Israel too, which is a brand new Hanhaga, and he took us out, made us independent, made us Mechor, that our mice matter, our mice count. But a few Kulon Chacham, Kulon Yoidim, Zakenim, Kulon Yoidim, Mesatari, we know everything. Mitzvah and Losaper. Because we have to inculcate this into our bones. And the only way you do that is with an emotional experience. And that's what the Seder is, and that's what the Masorah is. Hamar v'lasaper, he says, there is a Shoba.
That was quite a share.
Yeah, quick and to the point.
That's what I said.